Deep Dive Cleantech. Dein Business-, Investment- und Technologietauchgang zum grüneren Wirtschaften von DWR Eco. Deinem Moderator David Wortmann. Ab geht's.
Hello, Trygve Mogstad. You're the CEO and founder of Over Easy Solar. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, David. Happy to be here.
So as everybody can hear and listen, we do another episode now in English. Usually we do a lot of episodes, at least recently, in German. So we try our best because you are also not a native English speakers, but we have agreed that our English might be good enough for our listeners. So where are you from?
I'm from Norway. So I learned German at school about 20 years ago now. It's a bit rusty. So thank you very much for being able to do this in English.
Absolutely. Over Easy Solar is also a Norwegian company. Can you just tell us in one or two sentences what you guys are doing?
Yeah, we have developed a prefabricated solar solution for flat rooftops. It's based on vertical bifacial solar panels. So it kind of disrupts the conventional way of thinking about flat rooftop solar installations. And it's especially a good fit for green roofs, that where you want to install solar power on top.
All right.
And also where you need a lightweight solar solution.
Very good. I think a lot of our listeners already know a bit around solar technologies, but I think it might be very useful before we dive into what you guys are doing and what's your USP. Maybe tell us how is the usual PV setup, and then we dive into what sets you apart from this, what we see conventionally in the market.
Yeah, the usual PV setup on rooftops and on flat roofs is that you make use of a conventional solar panel that typically measures 1 by 2 meters approximately in size. It's a very commoditized product, and all solar panels look kind of similar. And then there are these mounting structures that are developed to fit with that standardized, or more or less standardized, format for solar panels. And normally you also would apply ballast in the form of concrete blocks or something like that in order to keep the installation in place. Or you would glue it or weld it to the roof, the membrane.
Good. But you think you do things differently. What really sets you apart from this conventional setup?
Yeah, we have this prefabricated product that we call the VPV unit. It's a vertical photovoltaic unit. So it integrates the mounting structure and the solar panels in one single piece. So it's very easy to plan, install, and do the documentation and logistics. And yeah, the solar panels are quite small, so we don't have much wind loads on the installation, and thereby we avoid having this ballast or the fixation to the rooftop that you use with the conventional solar panels.
That prefabricated means that you are using existing, let's say, materials and parts. For example, the PV module itself, you're not producing. You get this from somebody to integrate it in your system.
No, the PV module is also designed by us. So actually, every component in the system is designed by us in order to integrate it into a completely re-engineered product for flat rooftop solar mounting. But of course,
so you get the cells. I mean, you get the cells, and then you start doing this from the cell level, or you even start earlier.
Yeah. So the basic working principle is the same. It's a silicon solar cell inside regular PV glass, but it's all just put together in a different way to enable this product.
Okay, so you get, as a supply material, you get the glass, you get the solar cell, and then you integrate everything, but you're not producing the solar cell itself.
No. And we don't have the manufacturing ourselves here in Norway. We also outsource the manufacturing to manufacturing partners.
Okay. Right. So you're basically integrating and have this new, let's say, module and integrated system on the market.
Yeah, we have a different approach and product designed around the needs of certain types of buildings and around the needs for the PV installers to make it simple and easy for them.
I mean, and please correct me, right? Because you are the producer, not myself, but you are going even a step further than a normal solar module producer would do. A normal module producer, they would source the cells, the glass, they have a frame, they put everything together, some cables, and then they sell the solar module. But you go even beyond and you build and integrate the whole, what I think it's called, balance of systems. So everything which is like the, you know, everything is surrounded, right? The cables, all the you know, mounting systems and stuff.
Yeah, almost everything that goes on the top of the roof is included in this single product. But of course, we don't install the complete installation. We partner up with companies in the local markets. So we have solar installation companies, partnerships in of course in Norway, but also in Germany, Netherlands, Switzerland, and many other markets. And they do the final installations, and they pull the cables and install the inverters and do the final documentation.
I would assume if you do everything integrated, you probably try to standardize it as much as possible to lower the costs per unit. But if you standardize it, does it also mean that you will be suited for certain roofs very, very good, even better than everybody else, but for other certain roofs, you're not very well suited because you have standardized everything?
Yeah, the big, let's say the big plan is to make a product that is standardized, and that's the beauty of the flat roof solar market, that flat roofs in principle have the same challenges everywhere in the world. You have some wind, you have a load bearing capacity, and of course you want to produce energy. And in the meantime, like tilted roof installations, when you have specially designed products for this, you run into all kinds of different standards in different countries, architectonical considerations and color and things like that. But for flat rooftops, you can standardize for millions and millions of square meters of rooftop.
Great. So that's exactly where you're specialized in the flat rooftops.
Yeah.
Which probably also has the upside that a lot of the flat rooftops are probably also commercial buildings, which are quite large and larger than any residential buildings. So you can implement even more solar.
Yeah, yeah. That's also a benefit that makes it easier to scale than if you have a product for the residential sector, of course.
And I would imagine that buildings are built differently across the globe. Maybe there are some higher standards like in Norway or Germany in terms of load and snow and wind and I don't know what. And maybe there are lower standards. I even don't know, but I think even in the US it's probably lower than in Europe, I would assume, for a normal factory building or something like that. Does this have any effect on your system, how to get it on the rooftop and in terms of weight as well? Because you have a certain weight and there are certain structures where you might be too heavy for?
Yeah, well, surprisingly, surprisingly easy, I would say, especially since our system is a freestanding structure. It's not fixated to the building or doesn't contribute to the building envelope. We can avoid the most regional variations of building standards. And when it comes to wind load calculations and how you deal with that, there are smaller variations from country to country, but it's all fairly standardized. And the wind tunnel tests and the statistical data we generate here in Europe, we can also utilize that for the US and Canada, for example.
Okay, great. Let's talk a bit about your role and the role of your partners. If I understood it correctly, you are basically producing and then you distribute your integrated system to installers and partners who are actually installing these systems. So you are not the one installing them. Is this correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Short answer, long question. but I like that. But so it's, I think it's, but maybe let's go a bit more into detail here. I would assume that your product also has some benefits for your partners, for the installers, because every system is basically the same. So there must be some benefits.
Yeah. Me and my other co-founder, we come from the solar insulation sector. So we've been working with these conventional products for many, many years. And what we really wanted to do was to make something that simplifies every part of the work that the solar installers do. So that goes from the moment where you receive a customer call and you start outlining an installation. If you use conventional products, so you have to combine solar panels and mounting structures, you typically use two different softwares for let's say the mounting system planning and the wind load calculation, and then you do another software for the energy yield calculations. So there's quite a lot of work in the early phase for the installers. We also simplify that part, so we also have a software solution that makes it very efficient to do that part of the job. And then when you're at the building site, in my experience, there's also a lot of trouble that arises from combining deliveries of different type of materials, so solar panels, mounting structures, ballast, cables, personnel that you need to mount. Everything needs to be correct and in the right amount and at the right time. This also, of course, much easier when you integrate the entire installation into a single product. And then the mounting itself, it goes much faster when it's prefabricated, and there's much less manual work. There's less need for quality control because it's prefabricated, and there's not so much, you can really not make any mistakes when you mount it.
Right. So time to market is a lot quicker compared to other non-standardized systems. If all of the listeners would go to your homepage, which is overeasy.no, they can see very nice pictures on your system. And I think it's very worthwhile to go to your homepage. It's even available in different languages. But you would see the system being vertically orientated. Usually, if you have PV systems, they are tilted because they're either to the west, to the south, to the east, almost never to the north, obviously, tilted. But your systems are really vertical. This means that you have a PV cell on both sides. So what are the ups and downsides of this system? Because if you do it really straight in a 90 degree angle to the roof, then you would not probably get as much sunlight. On the other hand, you get maybe more because you use it from both sides. So what's the idea behind it?
Yeah, that's a very important point. So this whole product would have been basically impossible to develop, let's say, 10 years ago. And it's been made possible because we now have bifacial solar panels, which probably also many of the listeners have heard about. So most solar panels that come to available on the market today are two-sided already, or bifacial, so they can produce energy from both sides. So that was also something that came with my experience from working with solar installations here in Norway, because we didn't mount panels vertically on the rooftops like this before, but I had worked with facade installations quite a lot as well. And I knew that a vertical facade here in Norway can produce quite well. So if you can mount the panels vertically and you can utilize both sides efficiently, the output would be quite good. And actually, that's the case. So now we have installations in 40 different locations, all the way from Tromsø in the north of Norway to Valencia in the south, or in Spain, in the south of Europe. And we see very good results. The energy generation is more or less equivalent to what you would get with a regular oriented solar panels in most of Europe, a little bit less or in the south of Europe, and a little bit more in the north of Norway. Even if you generate a little bit less energy, the energy that you generate is, if you mount them one with one face towards the east and the other towards the west, you get energy produced during the morning and the evening, which is when you actually have a higher energy price and maybe a higher energy demand in the building. So you get a better payback on the energy that you produce.
Right. This is actually the question I had, that the more north you go, the probably the better this upside is working, because the sun has longer time, at least during the summer periods, longer time, a flat, let's say, curve towards the panel than going to the equator, where you have very quick sunsets and sunrises, where this system probably is not working to the fullest then.
Yeah, it's a relative benefit of the system is better in the north. But also, like in Germany, there's also a company called Next to Sun that has been working with vertical solar panel mounting for combination with agriculture for about 10 years now. Yeah, they're doing quite well as well, and they're also experiencing that the value or the monetary output of the systems that they install is very good because of the time of day delivery of the energy.
Right. But then you would probably direct it towards east and west. Is this correct?
Yeah, that makes most sense.
All right. Great. Well, this is very interesting and probably quite novel in the market as well. Are there any major competitors in the market which you don't need to name right now? Or are you quite alone with this setup?
There's a few players in the, let's say, the vertical solar market, aiming for different kind of segments. So I mentioned Next to Sun, they're probably the biggest one in this area, but they're on the ground and the rooftop segment. There's less competition, but there's also a couple of companies active there. And I think we will see the vertical solar mounting grow as a kind of segment in the solar industry for the coming years, for sure. I think it's very interesting, and I welcome the competition. That means that we're onto something.
Great. And so you already mentioned that you have been installing systems from Spain to Norway. This means that Europe is your main market currently, or are you also working internationally on a global scale in Asia or in the USA?
We're still a fairly small company. We're 9 employees, full-time employees at the moment. So we're concentrating our attention on Europe. We have requests from US quite frequently. We have pilots in the US and Canada as well. Yeah, we're interested in that too, but there's more than enough to do in Europe for the next couple of years.
Absolutely. And every single module you're producing really counts. So 9 employees. Annual capacity of an actual production of these modules, and what are your plans for the next 2 to 3 years?
The company was founded 4.5 years ago, and the first 3 years we spent mostly doing R&D, testing out if this solution would work with regards to energy generation and wind loads and certifications and those kind of things. We've been 1.5 years on the market now with the certified product. And we've delivered almost 1.5 megawatt over that time. So I would say we're still in the very beginning of the scale-up phase. And now aiming to scale up to the range of tens of megawatts per year in the next couple of years.
You do this with partners, as you mentioned already before. Are these in Europe or somewhere in Asia or in the Americas? Where are these production facilities currently?
We now do our manufacturing in China with partners there. We have been through a lot of prototyping and early manufacturing in Europe as well. But it made sense now to move the entire manufacturing to China, because that's where we basically see the best technology, and especially for our kind of product. This is a good match, and also a very flexible setup where we can upscale the manufacturing when we need it. We're very happy with our partners there.
Right. I mean, obviously, China is the big competitor to Europe in terms of great production upsides and possibilities to do production there. Nevertheless, Europe, particularly the last couple of years, has been seeking to attract investments in the renewable energy space. Do you see in the foreseeable future that you might come back to Europe, or that you may in parallel start a production in Europe as well?
That might happen, but to be honest, at the moment, the technology development in China on solar panels is going so fast that it's really difficult for European players to keep track with that. On that note about like global trade and dependency on China, I think in my view, we should also appreciate that global trade is a driver for collaboration between countries and stabilizing power. So I think we should also kind of embrace the global collaboration, and we should try to find the niches like we do, we develop a product based on the needs of the customers here in Europe, but we utilize the technology from China. And I think in a globalized world, we should build on this kind of collaborations and play each other stronger.
Right. You said that in the next couple of years, you're planning a couple more tens of megawatts to be produced. Of course, in the rooftop, let's say, market, this is already quite a lot. Of course, this is compared to some of the bigger producers, which are producing gigawatts of solar, still quite small. Where do you think your ambitions will take you more into the longer run? And what does it mean for the growth of your company? Are you seeking capital? Are you more trying to work to grow out of your existing cash and liquidity? What's your plan?
Yeah, the potential is quite enormous. We haven't been talking so much about this, but one of our main segments for our product is green roofs. So roofs where there's vegetation growing and you want to combine with solar. And even just this market in itself represents more than, probably around 20 million square meters of rooftop built every year in Europe. It's potentially a gigawatt size market in itself. And there are, I think there are no other products as specialized and well-fitting as ours. So even just in that niche, there's a potential to grow to gigawatt scale. And then we have low weight requirement rooftops and more generic flat roofs. So the growth potential is enormous. And I think capital is what we need to grow. So we will definitely be looking for capital in the Series A round now in the next 12 months from now. We just closed the round now in June 2025 with a Norwegian crowdfunding platform. But yeah, the markets out there is basically no limitation for growth. It's about executing and getting out there.
Great. Great. So what are your, let's say, best hopes to the future? You have mentioned that you were working in the solar business before, so you have some history around the solar market. And you probably will share my experience that this market has been, changing a lot over the years. And now we are in a particularly new global situation where we have Europe. You are being a European company. You have strong partners in China. We still have an ongoing war in Eastern Europe and Ukraine. We know that the agenda is changing in the United States because of the Trump administration. Are you worried around a strong solar development? Or is it maybe the opposite? Because you say, well, this is a great, I don't want to be cynical here, but this is still a large opportunity here to show that we have a solution out there which can give us more energy independency.
Well, I think the big underlying problem here is that we need to decarbonize our energy systems. And there is no way around that. We just have to do it. And the urgency is growing every day, even though in today, if you go into the news, there is not so much about that. There is more about wars and conflicts and tariffs and whatnot. But on the longer term, one of the biggest problems for our planet and humanity is climate change. And we just have to deal with that. And we, in order to deal with that, we need renewable energy. And renewable energy, it will be most likely produced by solar and wind. So it's going to happen. But I am worried on the short term, because I think there's much too little attention drawn to this today. And even the capital available for innovative companies and startups and scale-ups in this area now in Europe is very limited. And I don't think that's a good situation. We need to move forward and start preparing to tackling those challenges.
Absolutely. And is this something which your shareholders are sharing as well, or do they focus on just the numbers you are doing? Give you a bit more time to grow, to tackle this overall challenge?
I'm very happy with my shareholders. I think they are patient. They know that it takes time to grow, and especially in during these times. But yeah, I would wish for better conditions, both on the commercial side, but also on the financing of projects and companies that contribute to finding the right solutions for the future.
Yeah, I mean, I think we have seen a very good insight of your company, your product. Obviously, we could spend a lot more time on any more given detail. Is there anything you would like to mention before we close our conversation?
I think I would like to mention specifically, because I heard on some episodes on your podcast from before that you've been talking about climate resilience, flooding, extreme weather events, and of course, renewable energy and decarbonization is one part of it. But what I think is so beautiful about what we do, and as you said, like if you go to our webpage, you see this combination of solar panels and green roofing on the same area. And I think it's just so beautiful and so important that we make this use of the spaces in urban areas, not only for energy generation or roofing, but also green roofs that provide temperature reduction of the urban temperature, heat effect, the water retention and avoiding the urban flooding, and also bringing in biodiversity in the cities. So I really hope and believe that this is the solution for urban rooftops in the future.
Absolutely. And I think that's very good to mention this here again. And I would also assume that the way how your system is installed gives also some shadow, which is needed for those plants to grow.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they will be exposed totally to sun. So there's probably a win-win situation.
Yeah, it's true.
Between technology and bio-based solutions.
Actually, we see benefits both ways. Actually, the quality of the plants below the panels, as you say, they are better. They are a bit protected from the sun, and it gives less evaporation. And the plants also, they reduce the temperature, so better operating temperature for the solar panels. And also provide some more extra reflection of the light, which bounces back onto the panel. So it's a beautiful combination.
That is great. Well, this is a wonderful product, a wonderful company. We wish you a lot of luck. Also outside of Norway, obviously across Europe. And we probably hear a lot from you in the future. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for the opportunity, David.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wir hoffen, dir hat's gefallen. Wenn es so ist, würden wir uns sehr über eine positive Bewertung und ein Abo freuen. Und falls du noch tiefer ins Thema eintauchen möchtest oder Kontakt zu unseren GesprächspartnerInnen suchst, kannst du dich über www.dwr-eco.com ganz einfach bei uns melden. Dieser Podcast wird von DWR Eco produziert, deiner internationalen Cleantech-Beratung für Markt- und Geschäftsstrategien, Politik, PR und Kommunikation.